This is A Little Day Music. I'm Kevin Sanders, and welcome in. You know, occasionally Friday afternoons, we like to take a moment to talk to some people who are active in the cultural arts community in the area, and this afternoon will be no exception. So, who do we have in the studio with us today?
I'm Dwight Bigler, the Director of Choral Activities at Virginia Tech and the Music Director of the Blacksburg Master Chorale.
Well, for our listeners who might not know you, why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself?
I've been here in Blacksburg for about 8 years now, and I did all of my music studies I started in piano performance and then continued in choral conducting, and have lived in Minnesota and Texas and now in Virginia. I come from mostly an instrumental background and am now a choir conductor. I love the sound of groups of people singing together. It's just a beautiful, stunning sound and a great way to get involved in the community. I'm also a composer and keep active in lots of different areas of music. And I'm enjoying my time here in Blacksburg, such a beautiful area here. And I really enjoy working with the people in the community here who love to sing, who are passionate about being involved in the community and making beautiful music together.
So in your capacity, what's a typical day like for you?
A typical day for me here in Blacksburg is teaching, working with students here at Virginia Tech for the most part. I have conducted all of the choirs at Virginia Tech over the past few years. At the moment, I conduct their chamber singers and their men's chorus, and I teach other classes to music majors, some about the history of choral music, studying music from the 1500s until modern times, and a couple of classes dealing with composition and conducting, teaching young students who want to be middle school and high school choir directors, teaching them how to prepare for that job.
How would you teach someone how to conduct?
Teaching conducting is a really great adventure. I approach it, I really see it as an experience that's much like a dance. It takes a lot of physical coordination. And so I help them figure out how to wave their arms around in a way that makes sense to their ensemble, whoever they're working with. A lot of people look at conductors and think, oh, that's easy. You know, it's as easy as washing dishes. My mother actually told me that once, that it looked like it should be as easy as washing dishes. So I had to explain to her how it took many years of study in graduate school and undergraduate programs to gain the flexibility and the coordination to be able to speak with my hands, really. It's a sort of musical sign language to give instruction. Every little bit of movement that you make with your hands and your arms in the air as you're leading an ensemble can encourage or direct the ensemble to do many, many, many different things, from the speed of the song they're going to what kind of dynamic, how loud or soft, to the kind of sound, a very bright sound or a smooth sound or a dark sound, or it can influence all of that kind of thing. So I work with students to refine that and to build their gestural vocabulary so that they can be effective musical leaders of their ensembles.
Is it true that conductors should be two beats ahead of the piece at all times?
You know, it's always fun. It's a good question. I think that sometimes you can watch conductors and they are actually physically two beats ahead of the ensemble. And I know one thing for sure is that the conductor has to mentally be two beats ahead of the ensemble in their mind. It's a little bit like directing traffic. You have to know what cars are coming down the road, a ways down the road, to be able to instruct them where to go and how to go. And so mentally, for sure. Physically, I try to stay right with the ensemble, just a little bit ahead of them so that they can get the cues and the directions from me.
I believe the Blacksburg Master Chorale is celebrating a 30th anniversary season. Is that correct?
Yes. We have been very active here in the community for 30 years now. It's a very important part of the arts community here in Blacksburg, and they are excited about this anniversary year.
Well, can you tell us a bit about the upcoming season, or maybe the middle of the season that we're in now?
Yeah, we have a very exciting season coming up. As part of this 30th anniversary season, we're excited to be celebrating the current life of choral music around the world. So our first concert coming up in November will be a music featuring all only pieces that are composed by living composers around the world right now. We're singing a piece by Arvo Pärt, an Estonian composer who is one of the most performed composers in the entire world, in the classical music world. We're doing another piece by Judith Shaton, a music professor at University of Virginia, who wrote a beautiful setting of Psalm 23 in Hebrew, Adonai Roi. She wrote this piece as a response to the assassination of then Prime Minister of Israel, Yitzhak Rabin, in 1995 when he was killed. She wrote this beautiful setting as a way to process that tragic experience there in Israel. It is it's in Hebrew, but it is that Old Testament text of the Psalm 23 in English that most people here will know. We're also performing a piece by Victor Johnson, an African-American composer who's done a fantastic arrangement of a South African folk song. He's a native of Dallas, Texas, and conducts the Children's Choir of Texas. They're a very talented composer. We're performing a piece by Jake Runnestat, a Minnesota composer, a young man who's really composing a lot for opera and chamber music and choral music. He did a beautiful setting of the Wendell Berry poem, The Peace of Wild Things, which I think is a very relevant text for these times. They're a little bit turbulent times, and this poem speaks of being able to go into nature, into the wild. In these Blue Ridge Mountains, there are lots of opportunities to do that, to be able to find peace and to kind of gather yourself and be able to deal with the struggles in life. So that concert with all of this music by living composers should be really exciting. We're also premiering three brand new pieces by composers who are members of the Master Chorale. I'll write one. Robert Wall has a brand new one for us to perform. He's a longtime music educator in Virginia and has conducted bands and choirs throughout his career. And Jeffrey Anthony, the music director at Blacksburg Presbyterian Church and our assistant conductor, is also writing a piece for us to premiere at that concert. Then our second concert of the season will be performing Handel's Messiah, one of everyone's favorites during the holiday season, the Christmas time. We'll do the Christmas portion of that major work with professional orchestra, professional soloists. Our soprano soloist, in fact, is a friend of mine who just a couple of years ago sang the soprano solos with the Mormon Tabernacle Choir on an international broadcast of Handel's Messiah for them. She's a fantastic person and a beautiful, beautiful voice for those soprano solos. And we'll be inviting a couple other just fantastic soloists to perform with us in that concert. Then we have our annual holiday sing-along on December 19th. It's a great community outreach event. It's a fundraiser for the Interfaith Food Pantry here in Blacksburg. People bring their kids. They wear their favorite holiday sweaters. And I jump on the piano with our pianist for the Master Chorale, Joetta Peterson, and we play piano duets while everyone sings and we laugh and enjoy just a great time together. It's a free concert. We take any sort of donations and contribute those to the Interfaith Food Pantry. And then our last concert of the season is a performance of one of the greatest, most popular masterworks from the 20th century, Karl Orff's Carmina Burana. A great, very exciting piece of music written in the 1930s, 1940s, in the early part of the 20th century. We'll combine for that concert with the Virginia Tech Choirs, the Blacksburg Children's Chorale, and the New River Valley Symphony Orchestra with the Blacksburg Master Chorale. So we'll probably have over 200 singers up there on stage with a gigantic orchestra, lots of percussion. It's a very rhythmic, fiery, beautiful piece of music that celebrates all aspects of living life, from the springtime awakening of love in youth, to the tavern and drinking songs and things like that, to courtly love, and overall this medieval idea that is associated with the texts that he found of this wheel of fortune, the goddess Fortuna, and how we tend to go through these cycles in lives of having great success and then falling to the bottom of the wheel and going back up to the top and down. Life tends to be this cycle for all of us. But it's a great piece of music, very exciting piece that we're excited to perform here at the Moss Arts Center.
Carmina Burana is a fairly ubiquitous piece in today's society and culture. Can you tell us a little bit about it, the piece itself?
Carl Orff, he discovered this text while he was browsing in a used bookstore catalog. He found this reference to this manuscript of poems that had been collected in a 13th century Bavarian monastery. And as he started reading through these poems, he just was captivated by them and knew that he wanted to set a work for choir and orchestra, grand chorus. And originally, he conceived of the piece to include dancing on stage as well, a staged performance of this large work. So he dove right in and started composing them, and it's just full of character. The part one is about springtime in the meadows and the awakening of love among young women and men, and there are games of seduction that are going on. Part two is in the tavern, groups of drinking songs, men drinking and singing together, and there's even a song about the swan being roasted on the fire. The poor tenor soloist gets to sing that part. And part three explores the medieval world of courtly love, and then the whole thing is kind of within this context of the medieval concept of this Wheel of Fortune, or singing O Fortuna, which is a very popular tune that you can hear on commercials and movies. It's one of the most well-known tunes of major choral orchestra works from the 20th century. It's very exciting. Piano part, two pianos, full orchestra, lots of brass and percussion and strings. It is really an exciting piece. The date for that concert is May 1st. At 7:30 p.m. at the Moss Art Center here at Virginia Tech. Oh, one other thing I'd like to tell you about with our 30th anniversary season, can I?
Absolutely.
As part of the 30th anniversary season, we also have a lot of music going on with the Blacksburg Children's Chorale, and one under the direction of Patrice Yearwood. One of the exciting things that they are starting this year is actually a new satellite choir based in Radford under the direction of Dr. Meredith Bowen, the new director of choral activities at Radford University. So if there are any families with kids in that area that would like them to get involved in singing, they are accepting auditions and scheduling that, and we're trying to get that going for this year. We're very excited about it, and there already is a lot of excitement building in that area with kids signing up for auditions. So we're excited about the direction and the activities that those kids are doing as well. It's really great.
Well, can you tell us what you enjoy most about working with the chorale?
One of the things I love most about working with the Blacksburg Master Chorale is the variety of people that it brings from the community to sing together. The opportunity for people from various backgrounds of life. We have different religions. We have different professions. We have all sorts of ages of people in the chorale, all sorts of different backgrounds and experiences that they bring together to share as they sing together. I think it's a great metaphor for life, a way that we can bring together a diverse group of people and sing together in harmony in a really beautiful and powerful way, where the whole, it truly is greater than the sum of the parts. It's an amazing and moving and beautiful experience. So we would love to have everybody and anybody come to our concerts to experience this with us. If you're interested in singing with us, we are open to auditions. People can look at our website, www.blacksburgmasterchorale.org, to find out more information about the season, how to buy tickets, and how to sign up for an audition. You can email us with any questions about the concert season. We'd love to hear from you. And we want to get as many people as possible involved in both making the music with us and in the audience experiencing the music with us as well.
Dr. Dwight Bigler, Music Director, Blacksburg Master Chorale, and Director of Choral Activities at Virginia Tech, thank you so much for taking the time to speak with us today.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me.